We have $90 million in free cash flow. Last year, gold sales, 57,000 ounces. This year, our guidance is 36 to 38 because we slowly eat through the oxide cap of our deposit in Turkey. But the free cash flow will be similar to last year because the gold prices are higher. Very simple. And once we move into production of copper, it will be up to 25,000 tons of copper equivalent. We will produce copper and zinc concentrate with big gold and silver byproducts. That will increase our free cash flow generation by about 30% from today. So you have a unique situation where the company is trading at 2x free cash flow.
Artem Volynets, ACG Metals, how are you?
Excellent. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. Very interesting story. And let's start here with a 30,000-foot view. Actually, in full disclosure to all my viewers and listeners, as the moment that this is dropping, I am currently not an investor. That very well could and more than likely will be changing over the next several days here. Artem, give me a 30,000-foot view of the company. Let's start with you and where are the projects at?
Thank you. ACG Metals is fresh off the press, new company, not really a year old. Originally, I launched it as a spark with a view to consolidate the global copper industry. We did our first transaction in September last year, just approaching a one-year anniversary. And just in all less than a year, we have created a business which generates $90 million in free cash flow today, which is fully funded to move from production of gold and silver doré today into production of copper to a tune of about 25,000 tons of copper per year through a fully funded brownfield expansion project that we are currently halfway through building.
Let me interrupt you here really quickly. So you are cash flowing through the of gold and silver. Is that correct?
That is correct. Not only we have $90 million in free cash flow last year, gold sales, 57,000 ounces. This year, our guidance is 36 to 38 because we slowly eat through the oxide cap of our deposit in Turkey. But the free cash flow will be similar to last year because the gold prices are higher. Very simple. And once we move into production of copper, it will be up to 25,000 tons of copper equivalent. We will produce copper and zinc concentrate with big gold and silver byproducts. That will increase our free cash flow generation by about 30% from today. So you have a unique situation where the company is trading at 2x free cash flow, and it will be even less so.
Yeah, let me interrupt you here, jump in here. So how much gold do you have in the ground here and or can that you can comment on because that's generating your cash flow, and how much copper equivalent do you think you have that you can comment on?
So if you look at our mine plan, which is published in our prospectus, published in August of last year, it assumes that we'll finish gold production at the end of the next year as we eat through the oxide cap of this VMS deposit. In reality, it is not going to happen because we are not going to throw away the kit, which cost $90 million to build by the previous owner. And we are going to find alternative other sources of oxide ore to put in this heap leach operation and Merrill Crowe plant thereafter to continue producing gold and silver doré. Once we move into copper production, as I said, we are halfway through construction of this pretty simple brownfield expansion. We will be producing about 25,000 tons of copper equivalent, which will still have gold and silver as byproducts because it's the same deposit.
Got it. And you don't need a mill, correct? You said
we are building a mill. We are building a mill. We are building a tailing facility, space for a new workforce, and space to store waste. everything else is already in place because the mine is there, the camp is there, infrastructure is where, water, electricity connection, permitting, everything is there. It's a brownfield expansion. And as such, it costs very little, $7,000 per ton of copper capacity versus new projects globally that come at about $20,000-$25,000 per ton of capacity.
Okay, let's take a couple steps back here. What jurisdictions are you in? And let me talk to all my viewers and listeners. This is really one of those deals that I really like to be involved in. Full disclosure, I am not involved in now. I really love cash flow. When cash flow is coming in, you have a lot of options. It doesn't mean you will, but you can internally finance a lot of expansion and grow the asset, especially with either gold or copper prices at these historical highs. Go ahead. Tell me where you are at. What jurisdiction?
I couldn't agree with your focus on cash flows. As I mentioned briefly, my philosophy that comes from 30 years being in mining sector, that mining assets are big cash flow printing machines. And all of our efforts as operators has to be focused on increasing those cash flows. Our asset is in western side of Turkey, 5 hours drive from Istanbul, 3 hours drive from Izmir, well connected to all infrastructure, 3 hours to the three ports on Mediterranean to supply smelters in Europe with our copper concentrate and zinc concentrate. We're in the first quartile of the global cost position for gold. Our gold costs around $1,000 per ounce. We will be in the first quartile in the copper cost curve. Our copper costs are just below $2 per pound. And that the reasons for that is number one, very high grade, 2.3% copper equivalent. Number two, open pit mine. Number three, highly competitive Turkish mining contractors. People say Turkey, high inflation environment. We managed to reduce our all-in sustaining costs in the first half of this year by 13% versus the previous year. So focus on cost control and high cash flow generation. That's a plan.
Got it. Okay, so you are in Turkey. I want to be very candid to all my viewers and listeners as well with you, Artem. I am not familiar with the jurisdiction of Turkey and in mining in Turkey. And to be very candid, I don't think many investors are. Tell us about the jurisdiction. You look like you're going into copper production next year, which is basically unheard of. How did you get it fast-tracked so quickly? What is the mining, the permitting process like in Turkey?
So number one, Turkey is an excellent mining jurisdiction. The number of West American mining companies in the country, such as Centerra, El Dorado, SSR Mining, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
it is a high quality geological setting. It's a part of the Tessian Copper Belt. Essentially, if you want to be in copper globally, you have to be in the Tessian Copper Belt, which is Turkey, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, et cetera, African Copper Belt and South American Copper Belt. We are starting with the Tessian Copper Belt in Turkey. We acquired the mine, which is fully permitted, with all the licenses required, not only to produce gold and silver dorés now, but also to produce copper concentrate and zinc concentrate once we complete and start doing it at a full capacity next year.
Okay, excellent. So tell me about infrastructure. You hit a little bit on that, right? Previously,
so we are connected to all possible infrastructure. Mine is easy access. As I said, it's 4 or 5 hours drive from Istanbul, of which 4 hours on the highways, which are better than in Germany, at least more recently built, and one last hour on a paved road to the mountain. Very easy access in and out. Electricity connection to the grid, water, everything. It's a modern mine, which is very close to the Mediterranean coast, so can supply the product to the at least three ports, of which Izmir, the largest Turkish port on the Mediterranean, is our destination. The concentrate is being sold, copper concentrate to Glencore, zinc concentrate to Traxys. So we have to risk that from the marketing prospect completely.
Okay, got it. So let's talk about share structure here and cash in the bank. But I'm really curious, before you answer that, why are you guys not known and so cheap? I mean, this...
I usually say to investors that my company is the same age as my Labrador puppy, who has grown from a few kilograms to over 45 and under 1 year. ACG Metals is less than a year old, and we only starting right now. But we have put together a very impressive set of characters to lead this small company to become a multi-billion dollar company, as we will discuss shortly. So the reason we are not known is because we only hired brokers 2.5 months ago. The first research reports on us by Berenberg and Canaccord were published in the mid of June. And that, if you look at our share price, you'll see it was flat since September of last year when we completed the transaction, because we are busy putting the base case together, complete the transaction, put a team in place, sign EPC contract, raise $200 million in bonds to finance the expansion, which cost only $146. The rest was to refinance existing debt and keep about $25 million in the bank. Today in the bank, we have $133 million. That is after spending more than half of $146 million that is required for the EPC contract. That is another testimony of our continuous high cash flow generation and an excellent management of existing operation. We have revised our guidance on production for this year upwards in July when we published our H1 operating results and decreased our costs. So on one side, we have twice as much money in the banks than we need to complete the project. On another side, we continue to generate cash on a weekly basis. The working capital cycle is amazing. We produced the raise on Friday. We get the money from Turkish Central Bank on Monday at world prices.
Okay, how many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
So current share count is 21.6 million shares. If you account for the full dilution from existing warrants, some of them are also trading on the London Stock Exchange, like the common shares, that will be about 25 million shares. Very tightly held. The current shareholder structures, the key shareholders are, number one, our key local partner. In any jurisdiction, you need to have local partner. Our key local partner in Turkey is Çalık Holdings through its subsidiary, Lidya Mining, the company from whom we acquired the asset in September of last year for a combination of cash and shares. They continue to help us both locally and then Ankara, the capital of Turkey, as required, a great partner to have. Approximately 30% belongs to Argentum Creek Partners, which is a New York-based fund focused on emerging markets. Glencore has 7.5%. They came in at that time of the acquisition last year to secure the offtake at market terms. Traxys has about 2.5%. The same story came in the acquisition last year. Those are the most important shareholders who, like us, believe that on a base case scenario, the stock has 3 to 5 times upside as we complete our project, as we increase our free cash flow generation, and more as we continue to do our M&A.
Got it. Okay. So tell me a little bit about that you can talk about what is the plan here moving forward after the mine is built? And then tell me a little bit about any news that you can share that investors need to be aware of coming through to the end of the year that you can share.
Well, let me start with the second part of your question. What you should expect before the end of the year in terms of the news flow from existing business, that's twofold. Number one, continuous performance on the base operation, which is management of the costs and continuous cash flow generation from the oxide plant that produces gold and silver doré. Number one. Number two, we are working to develop a technological solution to process what is currently treated as waste. That is transitional, as you may know it. You go from oxide part of the deposit into sulfide part of the deposit. There is a transitional ore in between, which neither one nor another. But we're looking for ways to process that and continue operation of the oxide plant, which give us a longer life of mine for production of gold and silver. That is a not in a base case scenario. And then the continuous construction of the sulfide project that will produce copper and zinc concentrate. And the news flow here is a continuous performance on budget and on time, as it has been so far. That is a base case that is supposed to deliver 3 to 5 times return on shares based from today's level. On top of that, it's M&A, and I've been doing M&A in mining close to 30 years, buying and selling mining assets. The formative experience for me was leading all the key transactions that created United Company Rusal as the world's largest aluminium company. I led an IPO in Hong Kong in 2010, which resulted in a $20 billion market cap for the world's largest aluminium company at the time. So the reason for ACG Metals' existence to begin with is to repeat the same exercise, but focusing on copper. So we acquired the first mine in Turkey, and we're looking to a number of opportunities and targets in the key copper producing regions in the world. Obviously, I cannot say when, how, and which, but what I can say is our acquisition criteria. Number one, we're looking only to acquire producing or near producing mines, which have already BFS complete. Why? Because I believe that copper in 2 to 3 years will have a different ceiling or a different price level given the upcoming supply demand deficit. And we are keen to build a base and large scale in a number of assets before that shift happens in a big way. Number one. Number two, we are looking at 3 key copper producing regions in the world. One, Thessalian Copper Belt, where we are now. So Turkey, Balkans, Eastern Europe, Central Asia as a key jurisdiction for us. African Copper Belt and South American Copper Belt. The rule of thumb in M&A is pretty simple. You have to work on a minimum of 3 and ideally not less than 5 to get one done. I have about 9 active discussions at the moment. So there is a slight hope that at least 2 of them will get done. The vision is to get to 200,000 to 300,000 ton of production within 2 to 3 years to create a pure play copper company that investors should be looking for to diversify their portfolios.
Got it. Okay. Real quick question about all that. You said that you're looking at a share price potentially of 3 to 5 times at current share prices. Is that based on what copper price, the current copper price?
No, all of our projections based on consensus. Our budget for this year is done on 2,600 gold as an example. What I'm saying is today we are trading at 2 times free cash flow. Companies, small companies in our sector traded 8 times free cash flow.
Right.
Today, we are trading at 0.25 of our price to NAV. Producing company in our segment trade 0.8, 0.9. Some of the bigger ones above 1, but I'll give it a couple of years for us to reach those targets. So whatever metrics you will look at, we are significantly undervalued. And the simple truth, we're a new kid on the block. Nobody knows about us. So more education, more discussion like this one will help us to attract the right investors who will stay with us as the story unfolds.
Got it. So Artem, how do people find you if they want to start doing more due diligence? What exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols?
So ticker symbol is very simple, ACG. All cash global, I would say. That's the motto. ACG. ACG Metals, we are traded on the London Stock Exchange. Our warrants, which ACGW, also traded on the London Stock Exchange. We are on the main board.
Okay. Are you on the OTC here in the States?
We have applied for OTC listing in the States. The announcement is on our website, which is acgmetals.com. And we expect to start trading on OTC very soon.
Okay, excellent. All right. Artem, I want to thank you so much for your time here. It is a fascinating story to all my viewers and listeners. It's actually a great story. It's an undiscovered story. So I am very interested. And again, full disclosure, ACG did not pay for this interview, nor am I an investor as of yet, but that is more than likely subject to change over the next several weeks. Artem, I want to thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to following the story.
Thank you, Andy. Much appreciated.